I'm joined there by Dr. Declan Matthews. Declan, how are you today?
I'm grand. I'm here anyway, aren't I?
Oh, you are. That's the main thing. I didn't think we might get in today with the snow, but we didn't get the snow, thank God.
No, exactly.
Although some people would prefer snow to this cold, wet rain.
I know, but in my job, trying to get around to see people and trying to do house calls and that sort of stuff in snow is very, very difficult. Even sometimes trying to get into the surgery can be difficult, especially with the hills in you all. So I'd prefer we didn't have snow.
Yeah. Declan, are you seeing patients suffering from long COVID?
We are. Not as many as we would have thought we would. We're certainly seeing people who've had COVID a few months ago and still aren't quite right. Maybe tiredness, maybe some breathlessness, maybe some chest pains and that sort of stuff. We're seeing them, not a load of them, but we are seeing some of them.
Okay. Is there a chance we could see a fourth wave?
There's always a chance we could see a fourth wave. We're right in the middle, or we're coming out the other side of a really, really, really nasty third wave. Hopefully we won't. I think if we avoid each other for another while, and I know that's getting harder and harder and harder for every one of us, but if we avoid each other for another while, hopefully we can see this one out. If we can get enough vaccines into people and get the vulnerable vaccinated, then I think we should be okay. There might be then a minor sort of an upsurge whenever they let us out of this lockdown, whenever that's going to be.
Mm. They're now saying the two face masks give you more protection. Would you recommend this?
That's just come out of the States recently, I think, and they're advising it. We haven't sort of got advice on it yet, so I wouldn't be rushing into it yet. But it sounds logical enough that our masks sometimes can feel fairly flimsy. Wearing one, though, is hard enough. Whether I'd like to wear two, I'm not so sure.
What would be the best mask to wear?
The normal blue sort of surgical ones that you see that you buy in boxes of 25 or 50, they're very, very good.
Okay, what about the ones that they're making, the cloth ones and stuff?
It depends. I mean, you know, a lot of the ones people are making themselves, while it's a great idea, you don't know how sort of good that membrane is to keep the vaccine out from you, you know, whereas we do know with the bought ones.
Yeah, you see, I suppose a lot of us women are fashion conscious and we like to have our masks to match our clothes.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you do, but any mask is better than none. That's the one thing I will say to you.
Okay, thanks. In good news, hospital cases have fallen below 1,000, which is great because there were over 2,000 at one stage, but the numbers are still fluctuating.
They are still fluctuating a little bit. They sort of seem to be coming down, and then seem to level out a little bit. I think the new cases, the reason for that was probably because they're beginning to test more people and they're beginning to test contacts again. And we always knew that levelling out would happen. We expected even that it might spike a little bit again once they started testing the contacts. So, no, if you look at the graphs, and I did last night, I looked at the graphs, it's down. The downward trend is a downward trend and it's continuing. And that's the good news.
That's good. They're now saying the lockdown will continue until at least Easter. People are really struggling. Have you any advice for what they should be doing?
This is a very hard one because I think every single one of us are struggling. I think you're struggling, Liz. I think I'm struggling. I think everybody you meet every day is struggling. You know, first time round, it was sort of a novelty and we knew there was a sort of definite end in how long a lockdown would last. This lockdown seems to be a bit interminable and it's very, very difficult. I think just keep doing what you're doing. Keep trying to get your walks in if you can get your walks in. Reading, listen to music and that sort of stuff, really. But do try and avoid getting in contact with too many people.
Yeah, like my thing is that I knew it wasn't going to end on the 5th of March, but I still had the hope. So a couple of days before is when they'd normally tell you, okay, it's not going to end. And then you say, okay, we've another 4 or 5 weeks, whatever. But I just think they're announcing too early that they're going to extend it. And people, like, just if you have that little bit of hope, even though you know really, I don't know.
Yeah, it's very difficult because if you remember back when the first lockdown occurred, they sort of said to us that they didn't announce the lockdown too early because they knew lockdowns have sort of a limited benefit in the fact that people get tired of lockdown after a while. Well, I would certainly say in this third lockdown, we're tired of it by now. And it is very, very difficult.
Yeah. And then to hear Micheál Martin announcing that this morning and then also saying if he gets invited to America for Paddy's Day, he's going to go. I mean, people can't go to see their parents or grandparents or whatever, and he's heading off on a holiday.
That's a political decision. They say that the relationship between Ireland and President Biden is so good that they want to keep it going. I think the relationship with President Biden will remain good no matter what happens, whether he goes or he doesn't go. And I certainly don't see much point in him going at the moment, to tell you nothing but the truth. However, I would feel that the government should be vaccinated. I mean, the there are vital people in this country. The government is one of those vital parts of the country. We need governments. We need head of governments. And I know people are saying, oh, politicians shouldn't be vaccinated. I disagree with that totally. I think politicians who are running this country should be vaccinated. I would also, just while I'm on this little hobby horse of mine, I also feel it's vital that the Gardaí should be vaccinated and vaccinated fairly quickly. If I get call house out to somebody tomorrow and they're behaving violently, who do I call? I call the Gardaí. Yeah. Who come? The Gardaí come. If there's a house somewhere with a house party going on late at night, who's called to break it up? The Gardaí. I think there is frontline, if not more frontline than most of us, and it's one of the ones I think is glaringly obvious. I think they should be vaccinated.
Yeah, and also, I mean, there are checkpoints every day of the week.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Are you expecting to receive the vaccine and surgery soon?
Great question. And I'm about to pull whatever bit of hair I have left out. We thought we were getting the vaccine this week. Our vaccine deliveries come on Wednesday. We now find out that, in fact, it's only the extremely large practices in the country. There's about 80 of them that have more than, I think it's more than 80 or 90 over 85-year-olds. They're getting it this week. They're getting it sometime this week. The rest of us are going to have to wait for about another 2 weeks beyond that. And then we'll get a delivery every 2 weeks. So as I say, watch this space. It's a bit frustrating.
Okay. When will the vaccine centre in City Hall open? And will people from Youghal be expected to travel up there?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I think it'll be open either next Saturday or the following. In fact, I think it's the following. It's about 2 weeks' time, I think. I don't know about practice. We're doing our own vaccine in the practice. I don't know the other three practices in town, what they're doing. I know certainly some of the practices in Middleton are travelling to City Hall. So I don't know what the plans are at the moment for that. It's all a bit fluid because, as I say, we had plans a week ago. They had to change. Now we've had a webinar for about 2 hours last night and a webinar for 2 hours the night before. And as I say, the plans just keep changing.
Okay. Declan, when they say the vaccine can protect you from serious disease, like, does that mean that you can still catch COVID even if you're vaccinated?
Yes, it does. You know, they say sort of, we'll say with the Pfizer vaccine that it gives you, what, 90-something percent cover. That means you have a very little chance of catching it. Doesn't mean you don't catch it. What it does do, and what all the vaccines do, and I think this is important, they almost certainly, if you have the vaccine, whichever of the three that are there at the moment you have, you almost certainly will not end up in hospital, even if you do catch COVID. So it does prevent severe illness.
Okay, but you must still protect yourself still.
You must still protect yourself still. There's a sort of a little bit of a shying away from having to sterilise every surface that we're sterilising at the moment. They feel that that's not really very important for transmission. It seems droplet and wearing the mask, droplet infection and wearing the masks covers for that.
Okay, are they now recommending the AstraZeneca for over 70s?
Again, a great question, Liz. No, not in this country. No, they're not. Mm-hmm. Though the World Health Organization came out the other day and said, yes, it's for everybody and it should be given to everybody. My gut feeling is within 2 or 3 weeks, we will be told to give it to everybody. And it'll be brilliant because with the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccine, they're not transportable. We can give it out in the surgery. We can't give it out in a house call. They're very finicky to be prepared. You can't shake them, and bringing them in a car shakes them, so they won't allow us to do that. Whereas the AstraZeneca vaccine is much more easily given, and that will allow
if somebody's housebound.
Yeah. And we're at the moment, we're going through this, in fact started today, we're ringing all our over 85 year olds and seeing who wants it and who doesn't want it and who's able to come in for it and who's not able to come in for it. So that process has at least started. I can't tell you when I'm going to start sticking a needle into anybody.
I know there's a high rate of compliance with nursing home staff taking the vaccine, but some have refused. What's your view on this?
My view on this is it's a difficult one because you don't always know why people refuse. People could refuse because they have other illnesses themselves and they don't want it. They could refuse because they've had a reaction to a previous vaccine or a previous injection, though there are very specific guidelines on what's safe and what's not safe to give. If people are just sort of not taking it for the sake of not taking it, I'd be disappointed in that situation.
Yeah. Okay, Declan, thanks very much.
Thanks, Liz.